Welcome back to another episode of an Investor's Journey podcast. I am your host, Jonathan Barbera. And before we get started with this episode, I made a boo-boo. So I have an email provider that we work with where I send out all of our weekly newsletters, and that includes, you know, these podcast episodes, our market updates, stuff in the news, and a lot of things for you to go keeping up with in the real estate space. And somehow managed to delete all the the majority of the subscribers on our email list. So if you were signed up, go to primehomes.com and just sign up again. That way you don't miss any more Investor's Journey. This just happened, so you haven't missed anything yet. Go to the website, primehomes.com, and make sure you sign up to the Investor's Digest. That being said, I wanted to talk about something that's it's something I've been seeing in real estate since I started, and I saw it recently again, and I felt like it was good to talk about. It's something that we call the kiss of death. So in real estate or in business in general, the kiss of death we refer to as you hit it big right off the gate, right? So you have no experience, you just started, and you crushed it. You, in real estate, a lot of times this is with a wholesale. So you hit a really big wholesale fee, right? Maybe $20,000, $30,000, even $80,000, $90,000 on a wholesale fee. And man, nothing can be more detrimental to this person's business. Have you ever been to an event, or maybe you've seen it on Facebook, where you see somebody that's bragging, right? Because they just got into real estate and they just killed it. Whether it been a $20,000 wholesale or even an $80,000 wholesale, right? And they just killed it. And they're bragging about it, as they should, right? You're proud of yourself. You should be proud of yourself. I have the tendency to follow these people because, again, I saw it at the beginning. So I will start following them, and 6 months later, you don't even see them anymore, right? You just, they're pretty much gone because they realized they weren't able to hit that paycheck again. They weren't able to hit that home run again. And that's what they keep looking for, because when they got started, the first deal they got was they hit it out of the park. They want every deal after that to be the same or better. They don't understand that is a one-off. That is a very rare occasion, which is why we call it the kiss of death, because most people's career in real estate or business dies right after that happens. And this happens in business as well. I mean, I've seen it with web designers where they hit one massive contract from the beginning, right? This is a client that has them on retainer. You know, they're doing all the design aspects for it. And all of a sudden, you know, that whatever happens to that client, they go away. And they realize that their whole business was on this one client. They never developed the skills to gain other clients, to get other people that are maybe don't have them on retainer and don't pay them as much, but they're consistent. So what happens with the kiss of death is that it takes away from you learning how to work hard, which is what is required, not just in real estate, but in business. You need to understand how to start at the bottom and work your way up. Look at it from a job perspective, right? You get a job, whatever it is, a career, whatever you want to call it, and you start at the bottom. And you know, the more work you put in, the more you show up, the more skills you develop, the better your chances are to increase your position in those jobs, right? And that's understandable. And everybody gets it. And they're willing to put in the work. They understand that. In real estate and life, it's the same thing. But the difference is that there is that chance that you can hit it big at the beginning. And that chance of hitting it big just makes you lazier or sets the wrong expectations. So when this happens and it sets the wrong expectations, you are no longer working as hard. You're not putting in the work. I've seen people hit six figures. Yes, six figures on their first deal. And man, they these guys, they're walking around like they own the world. And I'm like, dude, it was one deal. You understand? Like, yes, you hit a hell of a deal. Don't get me wrong. It's great money. You did a great job, right? Can you duplicate that? Can you always hit a six-figure deal? And the answer is actually no, because nobody's been able to do that consistently. You understand? And that is the point of business. That is the point of real estate, is being able to duplicate your results. And when you get, when you hit that big deal right from the get-go, it's hard to duplicate those results. It's damn near impossible to duplicate those results, because you didn't even know what got you those results. You just got out there and perhaps you stumbled across the right deal at the right time. That's all it was. And the majority of times, that's all it is. You understand? It has nothing to do with your skills. It just has, it has to do with you being in the right place at the right time. So there's no duplicatable process, and home runs like those don't keep the lights on. The things that keep the lights on are the singles, all those little base hits that you do throughout this process. Those are the things that you can actually duplicate and replicate. Those are the things that you can build a system and a business around, hire people to do. You understand? Is those little base hits all the time. Those are the ones that keeps your business lights on. In the home runs, that's the cherry on the top, right? That's just because you're in business. You've been in business so long that you're able to hit those home runs. You know what I mean? And that just puts it over the top for that year. But you cannot depend on that. You understand? And if you're listening to this and you hit a home run on your first deal right out the gate, congratulations, but pretend that shit never happened. All right? Don't go to vacation. Don't go buy a new car. Don't go shopping. Pretend that shit did not happen. Keep that money, put it in your reserves, and get back to hitting the ground. You understand? Get back to hitting those bases. Go back to the beginning. How are you building this? You cannot replicate that big deal again, and you know you can't replicate it because you don't even know where the hell it came from. So stop trying. Get yourself back to ground, to the ground floor. Understand where you are. Get grounded again and start looking at this again and start analyzing your business. How can you go and get your next smaller deal, a replicatable deal? Now, I'm not saying you should, you know, only go for small deals. I'm saying that is just what it is, right? In real estate, the majority of deals you're going to do are small. And then when you're in it long enough, you're going to hit some big ones. But I see this all the freaking time. I always see investors always bragging about these home run of a deal that they hit. And don't get me wrong, we all get excited when we hit those very easy $50,000, $60,000 deals, $100,000 deals. We all get excited on that, of course. I mean, it's damn near easy money. But you got to bring yourself back down, right? You got to bring yourself back in and know that, all right, that was a one-off. You understand? Like, that's great and all. I got that money. I can put that in reserves. I can reinvest it. Hopefully, you're being smart with it. But understand that that's not the business model. The business model is the base hits. You understand? Like, it's baseball all over again. It's all the example I always give you guys. Like, is think day-to-day. Think business. How are you going to be able to systemize that home runs? You understand? Like, wouldn't it be great if a baseball team, every time somebody got at bat, the only thing they did was hit home runs? I mean, they would be the best ultimate baseball team. It doesn't happen all the time. You understand? And these are guys that all they do is practice swinging every single day. And still, they have to be happy with hitting base hits. They have to be happy with hitting doubles, because you just got to load up the bases as many times as you can and just making that round. So you just keep getting those runs in. And it's the same with business. It's the same with real estate. So I hope this helps. We call it the kiss of death because, again, people just fall off. Every time I've seen somebody, and when I started, I saw it from people that were hitting, you know, as low as $10,000 on the first deal was enough to kill them. $10,000 deal at the beginning, when most gurus, when I first started, they were talking about $5,000 was good. People would make 10 grand on their first deal, and 3 months later, they were gone. Like, they went back to a job or whatever, because now real estate sucks, it's too hard, blah, blah, blah. And they quit. You know, so if, whenever you see somebody, and I'm not saying follow them wishing that they're going to fail, but it's just to prove to you how frequently this happens. When somebody hits it big off the bat, how quickly these people fall off. It's very, 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 very few, the amount of people that hit it big and stay in business. You understand? And successfully stay in business, that they keep doing deals moving forward. So I hope this helps. If you have any questions, again, always reach out to us. Comment below. Let me know what you're thinking. And again, if you were subscribed to our newsletter, get back in there and subscribe again. I'm sorry. It was a huge, it was a huge screw up. So just get back in there, subscribe, so then you don't miss any more newsletters coming forward. And I appreciate you guys for watching. Share this with your friends. Comment below. I love the feedback, guys. So thanks again for watching, and I'll catch you on the next one.